This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you sat down and watched football. I hope you relaxed. I just hope you had a good time, whatever the hell it is that you were doing. I'm going to have a good time here over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America. Look, we already know what the big news is. It's the Super Bowl. We know who's going to be competing in Super Bowl 57. We have the Kansas City Chiefs, we have the Philadelphia Eagles, and we have plenty of aftermath. We have Purdy with a torn ligament in his elbow, a UCL. We have a Cincinnati Bengals team, which has several free agents and is worrying about picking up the scraps moving into the future. They're thinking about what could have or should have been. Not just football over the weekend. LeBron James absolutely lost his mind on Saturday night after a no-foul call. We have a complicated NHL legend passed away. Bobby Hull is gone. Aaron Rodgers, the reports of a trade being realistic, pretty much crossed over the news prior to the AFC and NFC championship games. But we know the Super Bowl is pretty much where it's at. This is the biggest unofficial holiday in the United States of America. And so we have plenty of time to look forward to the actual game where we will have Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts out there. The first time the NFL Super Bowl will feature two black quarterbacks. We will have plenty of time to talk about Andy Reid taking on his former team in the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the first time that two brothers are going to oppose each other in a Super Bowl. That happens to be Jason Kelce, the center for the Philadelphia Eagles, and his brother, who happens to be one of the greatest tight ends that the NFL has ever seen, and Travis Kelce. And so we got a lot to do. A lot to talk about. I'm going to get into, you know, the Bengals and some of the officiating surrounding the game. We know Osai, that penalty on Patrick Mahomes helped decide that game. I will say helped decide that game. And in the first matchup, the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, that was really no contest. And so now that the 49ers know that Purdy has a torn UCL in his elbow, what does that mean for them? It looked like he was cemented as their starter going into the future, but even less so now that this man has an injury that he's going to need surgery for or will take months to go out there and rehab. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. Thank you to everybody listening on the Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, or a smart speaker. Before we do anything, Dave, how are you? Was your weekend good?
It was good, JR. Thank you for asking. So happy for Patrick Mahomes finally getting the best of Joe Burrow. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much. Yep. Well, we know that the game took center stage, and It's nice to finally know what it is. I don't know how many people will tune in for the Pro Bowl games, waiting for the Super Bowl, but we got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. And let's start off with the teams that actually won. As the Kansas City Chiefs, they went out there and they beat the Bengals. Butker hit a field goal. 23-20 was the final down in Kansas City. And after the game, I mean, they were pretty much all hype about the situation, especially with all of the trash talk that took place. You might remember the Bengals and even their mayor were talking about how this was Burrowhead. As Shep just alluded to, heading into this game, Joe Burrow was 3-0 head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes. And although Patrick Mahomes was running around with a bum leg, he really started to limp probably around in the third quarter. I mean, even the Cincinnati mayor was talking crap. Aftab Pureval, think his name is. If it's not, too bad. He ain't my mayor. I don't care. He was on Twitter. And listen to this trash that he was talking about the Bengals that the team basically picked up on as well. Listen to the mayor of Cincinnati before the game.
I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now therefore, I, Aftab Pureval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. The reference of, Joe Burrow being Patrick Mahomes' daddy and needing a DNA test, I thought that was a little below what a mayor should put out or what a mayor should say. I haven't been to Cincinnati recently, but doesn't he have better things to do? Whatever happened to just going online or just saying, hey, I good luck to the Bengals? Whatever happened to a friendly bet against the folks in, I don't know, Kansas City? Bet some barbecue versus some chili or something. Well, whatever happened to that? Why you got to call Joe Burrow Patrick Mahomes' daddy? And so after the Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20, Travis Kelce, he had his own thoughts for the mayor of Cincinnati on CBS. Listen, remember this?
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Yeah, Travis, well, not Jason, that's Travis. Travis was, he was out of his mind after that game. He didn't stop there. You know, he had a lot to say after the game concluded. He was on CBS, and he just said, y'all kept calling this place Burrowhead. He said, no, this is still Arrowhead, and this is Mahomes' house.
I just want to thank God, man.
Woo! Yeah. Burrowhead, my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Yeah, and that was directly after the game. And so Travis Kelce didn't have an opportunity to drink anything yet, as far as we know. I don't know what he sounded like 2 hours after the game, but I'm sure it was rowdier than that. Patrick Mahomes, he said all them trash-talking Cincinnati Bengals players and their stupid mayor, they didn't do anything but help motivate us.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think, yeah, Burrowhead, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, the mayor came at me, man. I mean, I understand he's the mayor of Cincinnati, so he has to think about something. But, I mean, it's something that you just got to play the football game and then let your play do the talking.
And that's what Patrick Mahomes did, let his play do the talking despite running around with a bum ankle. He didn't run around as much. He still threw that rock 43 times. 326 yards and two touchdowns. One to Travis Kelce, who entered into the game with a busted up back spasms, and another touchdown and a more than 100 yards passing to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And the Chiefs, they beat the Bengals 23-20. Fifth straight time in the AFC Championship game, and these Kansas City Chiefs are right back in the Super Bowl, avenging a loss to this same Cincinnati Bengals team that beat them in the AFC title last year. So the Chiefs move on. And I told you this. You know this part already. They're going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that Andy Reid is very familiar with. Not so as much over the last decade, but the Eagles are moving on. And yeah, Patrick Mahomes, this is almost expected of him. Patrick Mahomes is a future Hall of Famer if he stays alive and stays healthy just for a few more years. But the guy on the opposite side of him, Jalen Hurts, I don't want to say Jalen Hurts came out of nowhere, but he was a second-round pick in the COVID draft. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he had to outplay Carson Wentz. It's not a difficult thing to do. Carson Wentz sucks so much, he basically handed him over the job. Jalen Hurts lost his job at Alabama. He had to transfer. He had to get better every damn step of the way. And now here he is, NFC champion. He said last night, the job isn't done. He said last night, this is not about me. It's all about the team. And Jalen Hurts, with those Eagles beating up on the Niners 31-7, he's just proud of how his team just hung in there together, really, as a whole squad all year long.
How good this team has been to playing together, being together, challenging one another. When we experience some painful times and some tough times, we always find a way to overcome. So, you know, you want to be going into it in a situation like this. And, you know, got a chance to go out there and win it all. So we want to prepare to go do that.
Yeah, winning it all. Winning it all is what Nick Sirianni wants to do. You want to talk about an underdog team and a team that wasn't expected to do anything. Well, not this. Jalen Hurts coming from nowhere. Nick Sirianni basically clowned following his introductory press conference, stumbling all over his words, even used that as a teaching example for his team. Nick Sirianni sat up there with his family. He spoke to the fans. He spoke to the media, and he said, you know what? Here I am. This is a damn dream come true.
Pretty awesome. This is something you dream about your whole life. And like I said to the guys, we've all been dreaming about it, whether you were dreaming about it when you were 2, 10, 14, 18, or when you got in the NFL, this is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year. So that is pretty special.
Oh, good for Nick Sirianni. This man has gone from being clown to potentially being a Super Bowl champion. Good for him. Jason Kelce, he has that experience. And I told you, he's going to be taking on his brother, Travis. The first time we've had two brothers opposing each other in the same damn Super Bowl. And so now that it's said and done, right after the game, against the San Francisco 49ers, before it was official, Jason Kelce talked about the potential of playing his brother. Now we know to be true.
I got a Kansas City sweatshirt I'm going to wear for the next 3 hours, and then that's it for the rest of the year. Win or lose, I'm done being a Chiefs fan in 3 hours. So looking forward to seeing who wins that one. Two really good teams. Not trying to get my hopes up, but we'll see who we're playing.
Just like a manifestation of a dream.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for the people that are on board with the NFL being scripted, it's a pretty good evidence, maybe. But it's been a fun year for Trav and I on multiple levels, and it'd be really special, obviously, playing against him and Andy Reid.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. We know it's true. He's going to be opposing his brother. And one of the key guys he also has to thank for it that really changed the entire scope of the game was the guy on defense, Hassan Reddick, who's from right next door in Camden, New Jersey. He might as well be playing for his home damn team right now. He changed the outcome of the game right out of the box. First series of the game, the opening of the game, and what does Hassan Reddick do? He goes out there to lay some lumber on Brock Purdy, and he takes him out of the game. That's it. There was no game after that. 31-7, the most they could muster, they being the 49ers, was a Christian McCaffrey running touchdown. But there was nothing there because they had no quarterback. We had to look at Josh Johnson, who has basically played on every football team imaginable. And I say football, NFL, XFL, CFL, USWFL, any football league you could think of. Josh Johnson has been there. And then he goes down with a concussion. He goes into concussion protocol. They could have pulled a fan out of the stands, one of those Niner fans, maybe somebody who traveled 3,000 miles. They should have put them in the game. And you could thank Hassan Reddick. And after the game, he talked about his role this year, all of the sacks and everything he's done with the Eagles. And he said it just like Jalen Hurts. It's about the team.
At the end of the day, man, I'm just glad that I was able to be any type of help, any type of asset to this team at the end of the day. You know, I never really think about, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get this many sacks. I just go out there, I play hard, and when the clock is over, I'll see what happens after that.
No. The man had 16 sacks this year. 16. The only dude who had more sacks than him was Nick Bosa for the 49ers on the other side of the field. Hassan Reddick has been terrorizing folks in the NFL for the past few seasons, starting off with Arizona and then last year in Carolina, and now basically on with his hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles. And so you got to appreciate everybody on the Eagles constantly talking about team this and team that. Jalen Hurts doesn't want to talk about himself. It's all about the team. A little bit of a surprise that they're here in the Super Bowl. Not so much the Kansas City Chiefs, but either way, we're in store for a good damn game. Kansas City Chiefs, they're used to being here. Fans are used to being here. And the Eagles, yeah, they were just here a few years ago. They actually won against the New England Patriots. I guess they should act like they've been there, especially their fans. Eagles fans decided to tear up the city, decided to tear up downtown. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're just getting started. We're going to talk about the Eagles and their crazy fans. A matter of fact, we'll talk about Tony Romo and his crazy commentary. And something else crazy over the weekend, Stetson Bennett. I guess he was still celebrating Georgia's win. We're going to get into the Bengals and the penalties. We'll talk about Brock Purdy and his elbow. What does this mean for the Niners? Kellen Moore is the new offensive coordinator for the Chargers. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. We're just warming up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To hear from you, call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Super Bowl 57 is set. We're going to get the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. First game, not really competitive. Eagles smashed out the 49ers and their 1 million quarterbacks that they had to employ. In the final game, the AFC Championship, much more competitive, as it took a field goal to win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs, albeit the Bengals were penalized multiple times. Was it their own doing, or was it a little bit of help from the refs? We'll talk about this all. We're going to talk about some of the officiating. We'll talk about the beat-up 49ers. But right now, we got callers on the line. I want to hear from them. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Flushing, Queens, and let's talk to Manny. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, Manny. What's on your mind?
Good, 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 man, man. By the way, yes. Look, shout out to the shout out to both teams. I mean, well deserved. You know, next week in a couple of weeks, Black History Month. We get to see two brothers who are quarterbacks play against each other. I mean, that's like the first time ever it's happened. I mean, man, that's a hell of an accomplishment for both teams. I know people will say about the Kelce Bowl. What about the Andy Reid Bowl? Because he's going to coach against his former team. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, in the back of his head, it's been quite some time, but I'm sure. I mean, obviously, he wants the win, he wants the victory, but there has to be a little bit of added oomph there for him as well. So we got a lot of storylines heading into this Super Bowl, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. And that happens to be one of them. Yeah, you mentioned it, the two black quarterbacks for the first time ever, Andy Reid taking on his former team. You have Jason and Travis Kelce on opposing sides. The first time that we'll see brothers in the postseason, or actually the Super Bowl. So there's a lot to be said here. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. I believe Dave is from Philly. I think he is an Eagles fan. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
You got that right, JR. I am an Eagles fan, born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But I'm going to tell you just like this. The Eagles, they brought the aluminum bat, axe handles, and brass knuckles. When it was all said and done, the 49ers were fitted with concrete boots and thrown in the Delaware River. And whoever was left over, we just used their intestines for jump rope.
But well, that's rather colorful, Dave. Thank you.
You're welcome. And not only that, I am so glad that they're in. This is going to be one of the best Super Bowls ever. And not only that, my old lady, she's 57, and it just couldn't be a better present for her.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Well, yeah. good luck to the both of y'all, man. I don't want to ask you for a prediction. You're already going to tell me the Eagles are going to win, and you'll be a very graphically descriptive about it.
Yeah, and not only that, cool. I look at Patrick Mahomes when I watch that AFC game. He won that game on a pogo stick. I mean, he was jumping around on a pogo stick with a gimp leg and everything else, but he won the game.
Yeah.
But then now this is going to be a historic Super Bowl all in itself.
No, absolutely.
And you know what? I'm looking forward to it. But whoever wins, I'm going to be also colorful. But I'm looking forward to Philly to win this one, because Andy Reid, he may have been that coach, but a lot has changed since he's been the coach with the Chiefs. A lot has changed in Philadelphia.
Well, absolutely. We've seen them win a Super Bowl, and we've seen the success. We saw Howie Roseman get eviscerated for some of the drafts, especially leaving Justin Jefferson on the board for Jalen Reagor. And Jalen Reagor is just barely hanging on in the NFL right now. And he's been able to turn things around rather quickly. I mean, giving Carson Wentz that money, and Carson Wentz being injured, and the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, not necessarily having clarity on their future, to have this turnaround this quickly, you have to give them a whole lot of credit. You know, Howie Roseman got smacked around a lot. He deserves credit for this turnaround and what they've been able to do, especially this quickly. pat on the back. Kudos to him. And the Eagles fans, they are just, they've been losing their minds. Shep, did you see the Eagles? They grease the poles downtown to try to keep the fans from climbing them.
I did see that because you sent me it. That's the only reason I saw it.
They were climbing poles and jumping. Somebody fell through not somebody. There was a group of like 5-6 people standing on top of a bus shed right in downtown Philadelphia, and they fell through the shed. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I've been trying to figure out why. Why Philadelphia? Sure, we got a lot of cities and towns. They win championships and they just go out there. They absolutely lose their minds. And the only reason I could think of for Philly is maybe because there's so many schools and colleges and universities downtown. That could be the only thing. Because the last time I checked, and maybe I'm wrong, adults don't act like that, do they? Right? Yeah, well, I guess adults do act like that. 855-212-4CBS. Jack is here from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, brother. I just wanted to thank Philadelphia for knocking off the Niners. Awesome. Love that. But now, I'm a huge Cowboy fan, been my whole life, but I just want to thank them. But now it's time for Kansas City to take care of business and knock the Philadelphia out for me. If they do that, I'll have a happy year this year, buddy.
Well Jack, let me ask you this while you're here. How do you feel about Kellen Moore getting the boot as offensive coordinator with the Cowboys?
I think it's overdue. I think that his play calling is pretty generic. And, you know, in the first year or so, you know, he was there. It caught a few defenses off guard. You know, people talk about Dallas having the number one offense in the league, which we did. You know, but the problem is it wasn't all just Kellen Moore that was getting us. Our defense was putting us in great positions to score. Turning the ball, we were getting turnovers. We were scoring. We had short field. So, you know, I mean, I think it's just time. That guy's pretty generic. You know, I wish him luck. Okay. I don't think he's going to do much, honestly, with
the Chargers.
I don't think he will, man. I mean, I think he'll help Herbert for sure, but I think in the end, it's, you know, if he tries to bring that offense there, people are going to figure it out. And they better have a damn good defense, or they're going to be in trouble.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate you for calling from Portland. We're going to talk more about Kellen Moore and his new job in Los Angeles. The Dallas Cowboys, obviously, now in the market for an offensive coordinator. We got a lot to do here, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then, yeah, I want to talk more about these Philly fans because they were doing more than jumping from bus sheds. One of my friends was in Philly. He told me he saw somebody doing something in the street that you're not supposed to do. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Mr. Brock Purdy. We got an update on this man. He didn't just have nerve damage. His arms didn't start to tingle. He has a UCL tear in his elbow that would typically require Tommy John surgery. And we'll talk about Purdy and his future at the top of the hour. You know, right before we went to break, we did discuss the Philadelphia Eagles win. We talked about everybody losing their minds in downtown Philadelphia. I had a good friend of mine who was in Philly over the weekend, and he said people were out there crapping in the street. I'm like, what type of celebration is that? It leaves me speechless, obviously. We had people climbing poles. I saw light poles out on the street, traffic lights kind of blown out. Early this morning, if you were trying to walk around in downtown Philadelphia, depending on where you were, maybe you had no walk signal. We had fans. Can I call them fans? What are they, crazy people, nuts?
They're fans, just add addicts next to it.
Addicts?
Addicted to what? The fan comes from fanatics.
Definition
of what a fanatic looks like.
Oh, no, I thought you were calling them addicts.
No. Just add the addict to the fan part. That's what they are.
See, addict as in fanatic and addict as in drugs. They sound pretty similar.
No, we never imply the latter there, no.
Oh, wait, I don't imply. I'm sure there was some of them out there, too.
Fair.
Well, maybe there's some folks addicted to something. A matter of fact, this morning, if you live in Philadelphia, if you live in the region, you know about Fox 29. They have a great morning show. And Steve Keeley was out on the street this morning surveying the aftermath. And he actually had a vivid description of some of the things that he witnessed and saw. Take a listen.
And I was counting. There was a capacity of 7 human beings on that pole. So those poles are pretty sturdy. And there was one guy taking shirtless selfies on one, and on the other, they had a rendition of the Lombardi Trophy, so the guy on top got to hold that up to cheers.
Yeah, so I guess they're celebrating their future Lombardi a little bit sooner with a plastic one, a fake paper one, I guess. I don't know. It gets wild out there in Philly, the home of my birth or where the hell I was born. And just to think about all of the nonsense that was going on out there last night is bananas. And it really has to be about all of the schools and all of the colleges that are there in Philadelphia. I mean, they got a whole town, a university city. It's pretty crazy. I can't imagine any other reason for so many nuts to be downtown crapping, breaking stuff, and destroying property. It's wild. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Andy is here from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Hey, yes, Andy, you're live.
Yeah, hey, thank you. And, I enjoy your show. You're a good man. But anyways, the Brock Purdy injury, you know, they gave a good close-up of it on TV, and you'll wonder if there'll be an increase in linemen going for the quarterback and going for their throwing arm, and consequently an increase of quarterback arm and hand injuries.
Andy?
Yeah.
I think most defensive ends, linebackers, anybody who's going out there, when they hit the quarterback, they're going for the ball.
I realize that. Well, that's not the point, but perhaps if there's like a really big uptick of injuries,
I don't think so. Then
the league may look at that.
No, I don't think so. The NFL already wants to protect its quarterbacks, but
that's inevitable. What I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but it's inevitable that a quarterback will be hit. What else you got, Andy?
Yeah, well, Nobel Philadelphia. I have a degree in history, and I grew up in Massachusetts, and I'm quite familiar with the Boston, the New York, and the Philadelphia fan base. And I watched the Boston Celtics play against Philadelphia way back in the Bill Russell days, many games. But there's something about Philadelphia and their fans. And if you speak to people who are knowledgeable on this subject, you may find out that
Watch yourself, Andy. Let's get to it. They have a problem there. Whoa. Say again. The people of Philadelphia have a problem?
Well, many people consider their sports fans to be not the best in the world.
Yeah, we've heard that. So what do you think of them, Andy? Please tell us.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I have a degree in history.
You said that already, but
yeah,
tell us what you
so
think.
What that means is that a historian, he traces back in time to see the root causes of why particular people in
well,
a particular
Andy,
place.
Andy, Andy, yeah, Andy, yeah. Andy, 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 I appreciate your degree in history and your dissertation. What do you think right now? Don't give the damn background. What do you think right now?
Well, as far as the fans' behavior, for instance.
No, Andy. Thank you for calling from Oregon. Oh, my God. Hey, Shep, well, I feel like I was in a Clear Eyes for Clear Guy. What is it? The Clear Eyes Guy commercial? What is that?
Does he have a degree in how to talk too long? Or
I don't know. I feel like when I was in school, I didn't have a professor that spoke like that. Like, I got a degree in history.
That's the opposite of the guy from the 1980s commercial who talks too fast.
Oh, the FedEx man? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
You FedEx UPA? It's like, yeah, I got a degree in history. And so what that means is I know what happened a long time ago. Well, make that apply to now.
Yes.
Well, the fans in Philadelphia and New York and in Boston have been known, and Philadelphia have been known to be, you know, rather mean. Okay, what do you think? Well, I do have a degree in history, and so what that...
Sure.
Well, okay, we get it.
But you know what, JR? If you ask professional athletes, most... I'm not Ben Simmons, he's the exception, but if you ask most professional athletes about their time in Philadelphia, they love it because they know the fans care as much as they do. And that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, for the guys who have played there and were successful, yeah.
Right. I mean, even the Barclays of the world, the Iversons of the world, the individuals that came close but never quite won at all, they love Philadelphia sports fans.
Successful. Don't ask the guys who have gone there and failed, and don't ask the opposition. I would say that's most places in the Northeast. We know up in Boston. Ask this guy, the man who had the degree in history. Yeah, most of us know this. It's tough going up in the Northeast. And we've had this conversation on air. It's what makes the Northeast, New York, and Philly, and working class people. They have a limited tolerance for nonsense and BS. Let's just get straight to the damn point. No nonsense. They appreciate people who just get right to it. Unlike our last caller, RCF is here from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great, RCF. Go ahead.
What up, JR? How you doing? First-time listener, first-time caller. But I already liked your show, man. And I honestly got a little derailed by that last caller, man, because I'm from Portland, and I can't stand sports fans like that. They're the same people who they sit down during the Blazer games. They tell you to stop yelling when you're watching the Winterhawks. It's called passion. You don't need a degree to know what's going on in Philadelphia. Those are sports fans that people wish their teams would have. You know what I mean?
I like you. Well, you mean to tell me I don't need a degree in history to understand Philly's? I don't need that. Oh, okay.
You already know that, man. Oh, like I said, you derailed me a bit, but I wanted to call and talk about them Eagles, them dirty birds. I can't be front like they're my number one team, but I called it week three. I was hoping the Flyers, the Phillies, and the Eagles would all win their championships, but so far, all I got is the Eagles left to hope on. But I'm looking at these two teams, and all I'm saying is I cannot wait for the Eagles to tear Mahomes apart limb by limb, starting with that ankle. I am just excited to see that. And
What did Patrick Mahomes do to you?
I'm a Raiders fan, baby. That's all I need to say.
Okay. Say no more. You're a Raiders fan. I mean, it's tough going. Who do you want your quarterback to be?
Oh, honestly, if we are losing Carr, which I love him more than anyone, but even I'm starting to understand why he's on the block. But I would honestly say I would forget. I've been a hater for as long as anyone, but I would welcome Brady to the team. I would want to see what he could do. But
okay. Well, one thing you can't do, as you know, RCF, one thing that you can't do, and thank you for calling from Portland, you can't replace that dumb owner. Good luck on that one.
I was thinking when his dad died years ago, that might be the solve to the problem. But passed that right down.
Yep, him
and that stupid-ass haircut.
Yeah, him and his bowl haircut for the next,
exactly.
I don't know, 20 years. Thank you, RCF, for calling from Portland. I'm like, what did Patrick Mahomes do to you that you hate him so much? Well, I'm a Raiders fan. Oh, understandable. It makes all the sense in the world. You know what? I mentioned the Eagles fans losing their minds. I woke up like most people on Sunday, just ready for football. And I found out that Stetson Bennett was arrested for public intoxication. I'm like, bruh, how much celebrating are you trying to do? Obviously a lot. He was out in Dallas and he was knocking on residential doors at like 6:30 in the morning time. And so either he was still outside. Hey, Shep, what's open at 6:30 in the morning?
Nothing but gas stations, convenience stores, and unattributed destinations that we referred to 2 weeks ago.
Oh. I think in Dallas, does Dallas have the... There's a couple of strip clubs that serve breakfast.
Got you.
I'm not saying I have no idea what Stetson Bennett was. He could have just maybe rolled out of bed and decided to go outside and he forgot where he was going. But he was knocking on doors because he didn't know where he was and he was drunk and he was arrested. And so what this means for his draft stock, I would assume it's not all that high in the first damn place. And Stetson Bennett, maybe he'll drop a couple of spots and people will be like, hey, man, the hell were you at? What were you doing? Why were you drinking? I mean, this is the same Stetson Bennett who, right after the parade, he got into a little internet beef with one of our broadcasters here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so he just seems like right now to be an entitled guy living his life, and he should probably take a step back and look in the mirror. I mean, he's going to be signing autographs here in Atlanta and in Athens. He's going to be signing autographs for the rest of his life. But if he wants to have a professional one, just chill out on the celebrating. Trying to get drunk before the draft. And by the way, he's 25 years old. That's not old as old for a college football player, but he should know better. He's been here before, two-time champion Stetson Bennett. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls, and we're going to talk about Brock Purdy, his elbow, and the 49ers. Don't move.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.